ball downfield, and a wide open reach, drop!
Big day here in Tampa Bay. We're here at Take It Like a Fan. You got Chip?
Dog.
Bo.
Guys, you know where we're starting our show today. The big Bolt win today.
Huge.
Revenge. Success.
Yes, I agree. I think that was just getting them started because I think Columbus really did play really tough, and I think
they did. They would have surprised five OTs. At least it was only one today, but Jesus,
I only got to catch the first period, and I kid you not, it was hit after hit after hit, and they're additional back, but back and forth.
Yeah.
It was a great series.
Series.
I love point score that last goal, man. I'm telling you that. I know I said last time, but literally, this kid just flies by people. It's no joke. So.
Go Bolts.
Go Bolts. Bo. Contributing again. All right. So, we got the Bolts that we want to talk about a little bit today, of course. We are going to have some fun. I guess we got some new games that. That Bo, we got. So, what do we have a Bo Buccaneer Brain Buster today?
Yeah, you ready?
Wait, not yet.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I get super excited about those. I'm sure a dog is coming through with, what is it? Would you rather?
Would you rather, and who is he?
Yeah, well, I got a new segment, Chip's Callouts.
Ooh. What it's about?
Chip's Callouts. All it is that the whole point of this show is, again, calling people out when they. Act like they know what they're talking about. Sometimes, like what you guys do with baseball. Like, you guys, since I don't know baseball.
Big issue in baseball? Recently, that just happened.
Well, go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead.
No, I didn't want to cut you off. I just wanted to.
Oh, okay.
That.
Well,
go ahead and finish. No, what
all
we're
I'm saying is that it's time that I start challenging you. So I've done my research.
Of what?
Baseball.
No.
I've learned the entire game of baseball.
No, you didn't.
In 2.5 minutes.
What's an infield fly?
An infield fly, it's when it's before the second, third, or first base, and it's in the infield, pop fly.
But what else has to...
What ensues an infield fly rule?
Why is it
called... it's an out.
But why?
No. Why?
What do you mean, why?
If I come up...
Because it's the rule.
If I come up to plate and I hit a little pop-up right there.
Rule.
Right, but what? But no one's on base.
Mm-hmm.
Is it still an infield fly?
Yeah, right?
No, it's not.
It's not an infield fly because no one's on base.
Yes. And not just one, but you have to have two
runners on base. It's got to be less than 2 outs.
About. This is what you guys do. You gang up, and you know you're talking about a subject matter that I know shit about.
You just said you know baseball. I asked you one question.
But today.
Today,
I come prepared. Today, right. I come prepared. But okay. I don't want to do it. You know, let me give you a taster. Let me give you a taster. Okay. All right. Here we go. Just real quick. Let me just see here what I want to ask. Okay. What occurred on opening day, 2017? That's never happened before on opening day. Huge baseball event.
Which game? The opening day game?
Yeah, it was.
The first game of the year?
Opening day is first game of the year.
Well, I'm at a loss for words right now because what's going on in the world? I mean, I probably put 2017.
Yeah, like
back
who's
going to
remember
mind.
That?
I mean,
okay. Well,
give
it
me
was
the teams.
Arizona and the Giants.
Arizona and the Giants. Was it in the U.S.?
Yes,
it was held in the U.S. Because sometimes they do up in Korea or Australia. They'll play like a global.
Nope. It was in the U.S. But something happened on this day. It's never happened before an opening day.
Sport related is
absolutely.
It's about baseball. Did it happen?
About that
okay,
game.
Let me figure this out. Calm down. All you're right. Very tense over there.
Yeah, because like I knew this
so
was going to work.
So did it happen during the game involving the game?
Yes.
Did it determine the outcome of the game?
No, it didn't really. Yes, actually it did.
Was
yes, it
an
did.
Offensive
determine.
Or defensive?
Offensive.
Offensive situation. Did it have to do with more one batter hitting a home run?
Dude. What is this?
I'm just asking.
Just answer the question. What?
I don't
happened?
Know. I'm trying to figure it out. Okay.
Dog?
I'm trying to use my knowledge.
Yeah,
I can't.
You can't?
There's a lot
okay,
of things.
So,
off the top
yeah, because I knew this one without.
Was
even
it a team no
this.
Hitter?
No. It was a pitcher hit two home runs. Madison Bumgarner. Bumgarner.
Yeah,
okay.
I remember that.
Yep.
Cool.
Touché. You do remember that?
Touche.
Okay. So that's the kind of stuff I'm going to be giving you all day, boys.
No, that's a fun fact, man. I wouldn't
it's
say
not
that's
a fun fact.
That's not a Chip's call out. How am I supposed to
This is
know?
A Chip's call out because I'm calling you out because you don't know shit about baseball. And here we go.
But when we talk about infield flies and what needs to go down, like we don't understand the game of baseball. We don't. I'm not saying I know every single play.
I come to the table every time we do this, and at least I'm prepared to admit I don't know shit about baseball.
But you, you just
you guys are like afraid to admit. When you don't know shit about the NBA.
The difference is what we know about baseball is we understand the game. As far as asking us scores and stats that happen through 162 regular game season with 32 different teams, is by far none going to be hard to call out in 2017, let alone even last year.
Okay, well, don't worry. I got one that's from the 2019. I got one from 2018. I got one from the 2000s. But here, I think I'm going to say, I think I might change it from Chip's call out to Chips, you don't know shit.
Okay, Chips, you don't know this.
Okay, so here we go.
All right, anyways.
So off. So I know I know Chris has got some pretty fun stuff.
Isn't fun.
No, I'm saying about the picking.
Oh, yeah, though, we'll get to that later. But since we're on the topic of baseball, there's a situation that's developed.
I don't know it, so I want to hear about
it. All right. Do you remember a player by the name of Fernando Tatis?
The name is familiar. Yes.
Okay. Well, he was a great player, and then he's got a son, Fernando Tatis Jr., who plays for the Padres, I think it is.
Yeah.
So the other day, they were up 10-4, bases loaded, 3-0 count, which means next pitch is going to be a ball. He's going to walk in to run. Well, he swung and blasted the ball and hit a grand slam. So they're up 14-4. It's, you know, blowout.
Nice.
So that now you got – this is what I kind of blame the sissy lalas on out there in the world. Okay. Their feelings get hurt. And the manager got upset that it's an unwritten rule that you don't swing on a 3-0 pitch. It's just an unwritten rule because if you write it out, it sounds pretty stupid.
Okay. Reason 212 why baseball is
this is why it's an unwritten rule. It's so, because if you write it out and it's a rule, it's pretty stupid rule.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going up there and let's say you get 3-4 chances to go at bat a game. So a guy throws you 3 straight balls. You want to get on base any way you can to help your team out, right? Just like if whatever it is, you want to help your team win.
Yeah. I don't want to lose on TV. I want to win with all my friends.
You tend to the guy just threw 3 straight balls. Okay. But the chances of him throwing that 4th ball.
If
you're a professional MLB pitcher, you better be able to throw that ball right down the middle on command every single time, anytime.
First off,
but when there's a batter, I get it. You got to pitch around him, you know.
Do better. Loaded, the pitcher needs to do better.
When the bases are loaded, it's like it doesn't matter if the bases are loaded or not. But when it's a 3-0 count, it's like one of those rules. Like you go up there, you like whatever little leaguers, you'll see them throw the bat in front of the plate, and some kids will act like they're hitting. Some guys will just sit way back.
This like became a thing because this guy did this.
No, people feelings got. Or they was just. It's just became. But so
the
now
manager,
he's came out.
Yeah, the manager got butt hurt. And there's baseball critics out there that said he should apologize. And then there's a lot of other people are saying,
you don't want to walk. Who wants to walk? You want to go there and see if the ball's there, hit it.
Yeah,
I don't. You never know when you're going to get that next chance to do
that
it.
That was the whole
exactly.
Point.
So we're on the same page on this one.
We are.
Yes.
Actually.
That's why it's.
I agree
100%. So my point is an unwritten rule would be pretty stupid if it was written out.
I agree 100%.
So therefore there are some. There's like don't steal third with 2 outs.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You can get that back. And you know what? He did that last night, too. Did you see that?
Well, no, he stole third. They're up, like, I think 5-6 runs.
The guy's a phenomenal player, by the way. He's going to be really fun to watch over
not,
the years to come.
They're not holding him on. Yeah. They're not playing the steal. They're losing. It's, I think, the 7th inning or something like that. But he just takes off and steals third. The third baseman wasn't covering, so he had a run. It looked close. They called him out. They reviewed it. Mm-hmm. Now this is where reviewing I think is stupid. Anyways, they reviewed it. Umpire missed the call. He was safe, and people started giving him more shit.
Really?
Like you're not supposed to do for some
certain
reason
things you're not supposed to do. Like I mean,
that's what makes the game. Get on your toes. Step up. The game's already really weak. The game's to youth.
You know what amazing
sports is baseball, right?
And then
you got soccer, probably club soccer.
Soccer.
Then you got probably basketball and football. You know, a lot of parents are stricter on the more physical sports. It's mind blowing how they want to turn baseball is such a boring sport. Like there's nothing fun. If you don't like it, you don't like it. I agree with people. If you're not interested in watching the game of basketball, baseball. If you're not interested in watching a game of baseball, it's hard to get someone to pay attention to it.
Take
it
like a fan or don't listen.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Yep.
Well, but what I was saying was that Chris came to the table tonight and said, hey, let's start doing some picks. Let's start, you know, coming up. Let's pick a game, any game you want, anything that you think is a shoe-in, pick the winner. Let's see who's got a better record at the end of the season. So I think we said we're going to do NBA.
Yeah, I'll break it down for everybody. We're going to do a little season between us, and we just get one game, or we get one matchup per league that's playing right now. So we have NBA, NHL, MLB, and you just pick the team that wins, and whoever has the most wins at the end of the season declares himself the winner of that sport for that year.
So cocky. And the way that he even just described that to the audience, just like.
Anyways, so let's start off with the NBA.
All right, let's
will you pull up the NBA schedule? And we're going to do this for the next day, so Thursday games are the
NBA
only ones that
schedule.
Matters.
There's your Thursday games. Miami at Indiana. You got OKC at Houston. You got Orlando going to take it to Milwaukee again. And you got Portland going back to L.A.
Well, I'm not going to wait. I'm just going to write, you know.
What are you writing?
The Bucks.
You're writing.
They got some revenge to take out on the Magic. Oh, yeah. There's no way they're going down 0-2 against the Magic. So that's my shoe-in.
There's no way that they're going down 0-2 against the Magic. Probably at home. That is difficult. I'm going to stay away from that game. I'm taking Houston.
Rockets?
Yep.
Isn't James Harden hurt?
It doesn't matter. It does matter, but
that good. I'm going to rock with Miami.
I don't know if he is. You're taking Miami?
Yeah.
Ooh. Butler. Okay.
All right.
Okay. I like that. There's.
You know, I like that matchup.
There's a lot of heat between those two teams.
Who's the one player on Indiana? Between him and Jimmy Butler, got some beef going on. Not beef, but just, you don't know who the guy is for Indiana?
Oh, no, I don't. What is it?
I don't know. I was asking you because you're a big basketball guy.
See here.
You even wear a whistle to work. Skylar's basketball wears a whistle to work.
Yeah, I do. Foul on the play. All right, so that's our NBA pick. So then what's next? What are we
picking NHL. Next? Let's go over to the hockey. Hey, again, shout out to the Lightning, but a lot of work to do.
Two whole games.
Nothing to celebrate.
New York, Washington, Dallas at Calgary. Pick it.
I like Dallas.
I know you do. You would.
I'm probably going.
New York's knocking out. I mean, Washington. It's the final game. It'll be the final game of that series.
All right, yeah. I was at the Islanders. Yeah, they played last night. I was watching that game. Mm-hmm. Washington was lucky to win that one.
Mm-hmm. They will not win again.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm probably rocking with Dallas, unfortunately.
All right, so.
Let's go Caps.
Let's go Caps. Here we go.
Or it's the Washington hockey team.
No, Washington hockey team. It is.
Baseball.
God, there's a lot of games, so I don't want to list them all. Look at the schedule, boys, and you just pick it.
Mm.
What is the team that everybody hates in baseball?
Houston.
I'm picking Houston.
I'm going Colorado.
I'm going Oakland.
Okay. So that was quick and easy.
And you're going to pick?
I said Houston.
Okay.
100%.
So back to my point. So Houston, while all the players that got caught, they never apologized to the fans or anybody. Nothing like that, right? That guy, Fernando Tatis, that everybody –
he was on Houston?
No. Oh, okay. The guy that they were – because he hit the home run, uh-huh. He's apologized for that already.
He's apologized for the home run deal?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a sweetheart. That's a nice guy.
Well, you know what? It's just – it's not the right thing to do.
Baseball must be a game of feelings.
Yeah.
There's no crying in baseball. Right,
I'm not going political. All right, so.
So out of the three teams you've picked, you picked Houston twice.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Great city.
Yeah, I guess.
In the 2000s decade, that's 2000 to 2010, which team other than the Yankees won two World Series?
Red Sox.
Oh, repeat that one more time.
Red Sox.
In the 2000s decade, so 2000-2010, which team other than the Yankees won two World Series?
I said Red Sox, 2004 and 2007.
Yeah.
That's it? That's okay.
No, the Giants.
Okay, you were wrong. He is right.
Yeah.
And you almost said it. All right.
Oh, the Giants won. That was 2010.
Who was the first to win four Manager of the Year awards? Come on. You guys know baseball. You know baseball.
Oh, my God.
I would probably say Joe Torre.
Joe Torre? Wrong. You know baseball. Come on, show them how you know baseball.
Four
Manager of the Year awards. Who's it going to be? It's a well-known name, too. Well-known.
Tommy Lasorda?
No.
Hold on. Joe Torre? No, he said Joe Torre. Well-known name. Was he a player too? Manager. I don't know who. Oh, he coached Cardinals.
Which of the father-son, just one more because I'm enjoying the fact that you two are bombing on this deal. Which of these father-son combinations played in Major League Baseball?
Ken Griffey and Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr.
Prince.
But I haven't even listed the list yet, and you're supposed to pick from the list.
Mm. They hit home runs.
Everybody knows that.
They hit back-to-back home runs.
And that was one of my other trivia questions.
Boom. Got it before you even said it. So that's bonus points for Bo.
Harmon Killebrew Jr., Ozzy and Roberto Smith, Don and Sandy Drysdale, Pete and Pete Rose Jr.
What are these brothers?
No, father-son combinations.
Say it again.
Harmon Killebrew and Harmon Killebrew Jr., Ozzy and Roberto Smith.
Ozzy and Roberto Smith.
Don and Sandy Drysdale or Pete and Pete Rose Jr.?
Ozzy and Roberto.
Ozzy and Roberto.
I mean, dude.
No, for real.
Probably the third one that you said.
Guys, I want you to hear me for a second. I'm
you think we know
you,
every freaking stat of baseball?
No, but I'm
that's,
saying
that's where you're coming off,
no,
man.
But,
that's
no,
just
but I'm
stupid.
Saying, but I'm saying this is father-son duos, and I only read off a name of four, two of which I believe are brothers, and
we're supposed to know everything about baseball like that?
Well,
that's
you,
been possible.
Do you know
I
Pete
don't even,
Rose is?
Yeah, I know who Pete
know
Rose
Pete
is. He has
Rose
all-time
Jr.?
Hit reader.
Do you know Pete Rose Jr.?
No, never heard of him.
Okay, well, they both played Major League Baseball because that's the answer to this
does
question.
This make you feel better?
Yes, it kind
that's
of
great,
does.
That's great, man.
But I can tell it's frustrating you, which is
because,
it
dude,
even
you, like,
better.
Look up the almanac for, like, who had the third home run on Saturday night's game.
I came into this podcast telling you I did some homework.
You did. You pulled trivia out of your ass, dude.
I did not pull trivia. I pulled it right off of this website. Okay.
Why don't you ask something relevant of like how the like a rule in the game?
Okay, fine. Which American League team represented their league in 2014 World Series? That's I mean, come on.
2014?
Yes.
Represented the American
I
League.
I even knew this. I promise you. That's about the only time I ever care about baseball.
Detroit
like
Tigers.
World Series. No.
I want to say the Royals, but
that
I don't
is
think
correct.
It's
is there it? You go.
That one.
See, trust yourself, dog.
Trust yourself.
Trust yourself.
15 for some reason.
All right. Well, God, other than that, I got some trivia down the road, but I want to get into Sean to dog stuff, man. He has good stuff every week. So, what do you want to do?
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and we'll get into either the Would You Rathers or Who Is He. You guys pick.
I'm jumping right to the would you rather.
Would you rather, Bo?
Would you rather what?
Are you not listening? What are you
I was just checking the score on the Rays game, dude. We're up 2-0.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, dude.
I gotta know who hit the single tonight because I don't know if I'll get asked on that next week.
Yeah, true.
Jesus
true.
Christ, with these questions.
You want to do the who is he or the would you rather?
Huh?
Would you rather? Or
what?
Who is he?
Would I rather what?
Or who is he?
Would you rather, dude? Let's go.
Would you rather?
All right, these aren't going to be as hard as they usually are. All right, would you rather have Wentz and Miles Sanders, the running back and quarterback from New England, or the Eagles, or Daniel Jones and Barkley?
Daniel Jones and Barkley.
Yeah, agreed.
All right.
Well, just Barkley, you can keep Daniel too.
All right.
Let's hand Barkley the ball off.
Would you rather be Steve Bartman, the club's Cubs fan?
No, that's
that was.
Yeah, I know.
What did he do?
The foul ball.
He's the guy with the yes.
There
exactly.
You go. See, that's a question that we would like respect because that was a historic moment.
I actually asked you that one of our very first podcasts.
Did you?
One. Yeah, I did. But way to pay attention. Go ahead, dog.
Oh.
So, would you rather be that guy, Steve Bartman, the Cubs fan? Or Scott Norwood, the Bills kicker. Who
no. Bartman.
Wow.
Bills Mafia. They ain't playing. Yeah. Have you ever heard of that kicker since then? Is he alive?
I don't know. he's buried.
I know Bartman's alive.
I don't know if Bartman's alive.
He's alive. They did an interview with him not too long ago.
Yeah, no, I think I'd rather be the fan.
Yeah, I'm Bartman all day.
Because, man, that was brutal.
That
jinxed the Bills.
Yeah, both of those were brutal.
What was it, four? It was four Super Bowls in a row, too. Ouch.
All right. Would you rather be Robert Horry, 7-time NBA champion?
Okay.
You know?
Love that guy.
Or Charles Barkley, 11-time All-Star, MVP, but no rings.
And a terrible golf swing. As a terrible.
Yeah, no, I'm a Horry all day.
Yeah.
Horry? That guy could shoot lights out.
Why would you want to be Charles Barkley at all? I mean, he's a good ball player.
Wow.
You're done. Was that it? You've been waiting to say that one.
That's what you're waiting for. Okay.
All right. Can I get to my Bo's Buccaneer Brain Buster?
Sure.
All right.
All right.
Busted!
Players over 40. Receiving yards.
Okay.
Number one, who is it?
Oh.
Oh, you guys should know that.
Joey Galloway?
No.
I thought it was going to be too easy. Over 40?
40,000 yards?
No. No players over 40.
And over how many receiving?
Hey, wake up over there. What was your buzz?
We're
asking the repeat of the question.
Players over 40 and above, receiving yard totals. Number one player, who is he?
And he's a Buccaneer.
No.
Well, how is it Bo's Buccaneer?
There's a Buccaneer on the list, but number one is Jerry Rice.
But we're sitting here thinking it's the Buccaneers. So here's the problem with
listen,
your brother.
Number
dog.
Two
no,
is the Buccaneer.
No. This kid drives around looking at his phone and texting. Shh. Our boy and I,
oh my
our
God.
Boy and
You're
I yell at him
muted.
All the time.
You're going to get muted
now,
if you can't finish my question.
Now he sits here and he's on his damn phone.
I'm looking at the question.
But you said it's Bo's Buccaneer.
Okay, number two is the Buccaneer. I just wanted you to figure that Jerry Rice would be number one.
No, well, not when we're thinking about which Buccaneer is over 40.
I should have just got the number two then, right?
Yeah.
Number two, who is he?
Number two, Joey Galloway.
Either Joey Galloway or Vincent Jackson. I don't know if Vincent Jackson played.
Tom Brady has 6 yards receiving.
Oh.
Everyone other than Brett Favre is at four, and Brett Favre is at
minus two.
Wasn't
Joey Galloway over 40?
No, he might have retired before that.
Oh.
See, you jumped the gun on this.
Man.
Number one was like paying respect to the all-time great. Number two was Bo's Buccaneer answer.
I know, but when it's Bo's for the last time, when it's Bo's Buccaneer Brain Busters.
Right.
We are thinking it's a Buccaneer that's the answer.
Didn't I tell you it wasn't a Buccaneer?
No, you did not.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, thank you, dog. Thank you.
That's what got me. That's why I was like, what?
Who? Yeah. See what I'm saying?
I guess should have just said number two then.
Yeah.
You should have.
The player on the list.
He's the Buccaneer. Yeah. All right. So is that the only one you got?
What?
Is that the only trivia or buck?
I think so.
Buck? Yeah.
You got to space them out, man. You can't just do them all in one night.
I couldn't agree more. So which Major League Baseball
not too
team
many of them
finished the 2014 season with the worst record?
Do what? 2014 worst record?
Worst record.
Okay. Who was an absolute dumpster fire that year? The Twins?
It might have been the Astros.
The Arizona Diamondbacks.
Hmm.
Okay. Back to you, dog. What do you got?
Well, we got a who is he? And start off saying that you guys familiar with them. You should be. It should register to you when I'm not going to give too much hints or anything like that.
Okay.
Who is he?
He was drafted in 1992 in the 10th round, pick 264 by Minnesota. Played college at the University of Florida and was a D tackle. Played 9 seasons for the Vikings, Bucks, and Bears and wore number 77, 73, 76. His ex-wife, Monica, was on Survivor.
Culpepper.
I guess Culpepper. I don't know. You lost me halfway through with all those freaking details of the
playing,
question.
You didn't get it at played at the University of Florida. I knew it from that point forward.
Okay. Culpepper. I didn't. I don't know what Culpepper was called.
Culpepper.
Brad Culpepper.
It's good.
See?
What number?
See what, man?
77.
Okay. Yeah, kind of like the year you
for
were born.
For the Bears?
What?
For the Bears?
He was not 77 for the Bears. Was he? 78.
I don't know. He was 77, 73, or 76. Wasn't a big Brad Culpepper fan, but you guys around the community?
Say what? All right, let me ask you another
quick
question.
Attorney.
Mark McGwire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Do you know who? Okay, you know who Mark McGwire is, so we got that part. Had a season home run record in 1998 by setting how many? First off, this isn't the question, but
66?
How many?
66? No. 72? No. 68?
Nope.
69.
70. Ones. He retired with 583 career home runs, just three shy of the great Frank Robinson. How many World Series home runs did Mark hit in his entire career with the Athletics and Cardinals combined?
You going first? Or you
I don't know.
Go?
It's a shot. Is it
World Series? I mean, World Series. So not even playoffs. World Series.
I'm going to say zero.
Zero?
That's probably a good answer. I don't know.
Five. One.
What year?
How many times did he win?
What year was that?
I think he won once with the Cardinals and then once
yeah,
with
he
the...
Yeah, he only had one shot in 1988.
With and the Athletics, right?
He was, yes, with the Athletics.
They won, too, I think, right?
Yes, they did.
Oh.
No, and the series lost to the Dodgers.
They lost to the Dodgers?
Yes, they did.
So he doesn't have a World Series ring?
No, he does not.
I thought he went with the...
That was the same...
Because he played for Tony La Russa with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was the same season Jose Canseco was on the team.
Chicago.
Oh, yeah. That's when... Do you know the story about the Oakland Athletics in the 80s?
Of what?
With Ricky Henderson, Jose, Mark McGwire.
What about him?
Well, Ricky's never been caught, and Ricky's like the all-time base.
You talking about the steroid stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're called the Bash Brothers.
The Bash Brothers.
You don't know that?
The Sammy
Sosa. It's a great story.
Sammy
No.
Mark McGwire?
Mark McGwire and Jose Canseco.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's a great story. Do some research. Back to me.
Okay. All good things must come to an end.
Since, you got to know baseball, right?
But not for this American League slugger who in his 10th season of the major leagues in 2010, who was that hit safely 200 times in the season? Okay, so he had 200 safe hits. So he got hit every time he came to the plate for the first 10 seasons.
Joe DiMaggio?
No.
What do you mean?
Hold
the
on.
Hit
say
streak
that,
record's 56.
Yeah, say that question again.
Who was this that hit safely 200 times in a season in each of his first 10 seasons?
Derek Jeter.
Oh.
No.
Ichiro.
Hits. Yes.
Yeah, that was a mind-boggling
That was his
question.
First 10 seasons after playing 10
seasons
over Japan.
He had 200 hits in the season.
Probably one of the best hitters to ever play the game.
Yeah, I agree.
This is one, and I didn't even really know baseball, obviously, but I always...
You know he's the only player to have his first name on the back of his jersey instead of his last name?
No, I did not know that.
You know his number?
10?
Nope.
What?
I don't know.
Okay.
What was his number? He was 51.
Here's my
last 51, but chips. I thought that was... I was thinking about Randy Johnson because his number is 51, too.
But he wasn't playing with them when Ichiro was around.
No.
This is my last chips call out, you don't know shit question.
Okay.
And then I'll move on, all right? I've proven my point.
Pedro Martinez.
Which team never had a winning record in a season during the 2000s decade? So 2000 to 2010. There was one team all 10 years did not have a winning record.
In the 2000s?
Yes, 2000 to 2010.
The Marlins.
The Marlins? No, that's...
No, they won a World Series, I think. No.
I think they won it in 01. This is going to be just a random guess, but I'm probably going to say...
Yeah.
Probably the Padres.
Padres? Okay.
Padres, pretty good guess.
The O's.
Baltimore?
Baltimore Orioles. No winning record.
In the 2000s? Years.
In 2000, 2010. Their best record was in 2004, which was 78-84.
I was going to say them, but I figured they would have snuck in one of
their
winning
last
records.
Winning record before 2000 was in 1997-98.
You know what's sad? As I know, we finished in last place in a lot from 2000 to 2000, about 7. So,
yeah, no, 2008 good. When we cracked the playoffs, I was like, it was Boston, Yankees, Boston, Yankees, Boston, every time they won the division.
All right, so we started the show real quick talking about hockey. Man, again, those guys, impressive.
A lot of work to do.
There is a lot of work to do. I mean, who do you guys think? Let's see. Who do you guys think we're coming up against next? Who do you think is going
to
take the other
series?
Who would
you give the MVP of that series? Who would you give the MVP to that series?
The coach.
Like the star of the series.
Star of the series? Well, I mean, your point had 4 goals in 5 games. That's pretty impressive to me.
Yeah, Vazzy. Kind of, that always goes in my book, especially when he played that 5 overtime game. He didn't come out once.
I'm going
to
say
everybody else gets to come out. He never came out.
I'm going Hedman.
Hedman's a pretty good guy.
Hedman didn't play in
we
last
need the
year's
bracket.
Series. You see the
well,
difference
I think
in play.
It's gonna, I think Boston.
We need the bracket. You got to pull up the bracket.
Yeah, where is the bracket?
You got to type in the bracket.
Okay.
This is the pick.
So, other than the Lightning, who else has been impressive? I know I saw. I think I saw the Avs
Islanders.
Throw up. I think the
Avs threw up seven.
Seven, yeah, seven to,
seven
like
to one.
One or something like that. Wasn't
I think
it?
They already advanced too.
All right, and then
the Knights advance.
Yeah, they advanced last night.
They beat the Blackhawks.
They did.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here. The bracket.
There it is, right there. So we'll play the winner.
We will play.
Oh, Flyers or Canadians? Good. Bring the Flyers. Fuck the Flyers.
Whoa.
Tell us
what.
Really
fuck
feel.
The Phillies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything about Philly's stupid. Bryce Harper made it worse.
Okay. All right. So you guys are going with the
Brotherly Love. Whatever. Yeah. Will Smith.
I can't really disagree with you. Well, but I'm actually saying it's going to be the Flyers.
We closed down the vet. We made that bitch blow up.
Okay. And then we open it up the next one.
With another
win.
With another W.
All right, so then that's it for hockey.
Turn the lights on.
NBA, I mean, again.
About the Rays beating up on the
Did you see the Raptors throw up 73 in two quarters in the game? I know you did, Chris. You texted me about that.
Yeah, I didn't get a response, though, so I didn't know what you were doing.
It was impressive.
Probably taking a bubble
bath. Brooklyn's hurting. Brooklyn needs to get those players back quickly.
They have no business in this playoff.
They really don't.
Do you think LeBron and those guys are going to
have
some?
Dude, yo. Oh, yeah, I want to talk about that. That game last night. LeBron, to me, is on his way out. The way he's playing.
On his way out?
Not his way out, but I'm just like, I don't think, I don't know what it was last night, but there's a couple
just
times
a
where I'm
game.
Like, okay, here go. No, he wants to pass the ball more than anything. Like, well, I could be wrong, but what I watched last night was not the LeBron I'm used to seeing.
I know, but
it
a LeBron at...
Guess what? Michael did it.
Early 20s all the way through to his
Kobe
early 30s.
Kobe did it.
Hey, you play to win the game.
Yeah, but at the end
Kobe wants the ball. LeBron doesn't want the ball.
Kobe
hey,
you're
man.
Saying Kobe didn't
hey,
pass
man.
The ball?
My opinion, freedom of speech.
Well, actually, that was kind of the thing is that Kobe didn't pass the ball. Like, people were
what
so
I'm
surprised
saying,
when he did pass
when
the ball.
He passed it to Paul Gasol, when he passed to Paul Gasol, Kobe was like, you got to make it. And what did he do? He made it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And like, but that's Kobe's mentality.
I do not agree that LeBron is on his way out. Not even close.
I do think he does have. I mean, he does have to take charge.
So you're still going
to
say, even though because he had one kind of, he did have an off game. You're going to say, that he's not one of the top players in the league anymore.
What LeBron? Think,
yeah,
there's a couple more better than him. He might be top 10. I don't think he's top 5.
I mean,
anymore.
I think Kevin Durant's better than him.
I think Kevin Durant. Yeah, when healthy, Kevin Durant's a baller.
Yeah, I think that.
I mean, the Greek Freak, I'd take over him. There's a lot of players I'm taking over LeBron James. Because
they're younger.
Exactly.
I mean, and that's it. I mean, but if LeBron was their age, you'd be taking LeBron all day.
Yeah, he's not in his age no more. Yeah. You gotta be ready to accept the fact that this guy can't. I mean, what is he, 38?
I think so. Or he's up there in the 30s. I know
that. I know he's a couple years older than me.
He's up there.
He might be like 36, 37.
No, he's got to be up there. He's going to be older than that. He's gonna fact check that, but. All right, so, well, let me just throw this out. I know we did our picks, but just out of curiosity, I would like to know, who do you think is going to bring home the Stanley Cup, who is going to bring home the trophy for the NBA, and who is bringing home whatever trophy they have for...
The World Series?
Yeah, World Series. Just out of curiosity.
I'm a homer, so I'm going Rays, Lightning, and then I'd like to see the Clippers win it.
I'd like to see Kawhi bring that home again, too. What do you think?
Lightning, Bucks, and Bucks, and Bucks.
You think the Bucks?
No,
think
Milwaukee?
Milwaukee.
I think
really?
Yeah. I think Milwaukee's gonna take it this year.
Okay.
I don't know.
What I think. Probably wrong. I'm wrong a lot.
I don't know. I like Portland.
I like Portland too.
Portland's
I
nice,
like
but
Portland.
I think they're gonna. This is a big series.
But they didn't
right
they
here.
Have to battle to get in, weren't they? Like because of their record. They're like the A seed or
something. Yeah, but I'm saying
or 12th or whatever.
I'm look at it, what they're doing. Right
now. I'm a fan of Lillard.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Dame Time.
Yeah.
Mello's over there. But
Mello made a big three last night.
But is he going to be able to do that every time?
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much on fire right now. He's feeling good.
I mean, we'll see, man. We'll see. I know LeBron's not just going to make it.
I don't know enough about
AD
baseball.
AD's going to step up.
I hope that the Rays do it just so, yeah, like we said, home teams. But I think that the Lightning obviously have a shot. But I don't think it's going to be Milwaukee. I don't think they could get past even the Clippers.
Yeah, I don't think they can.
All right, so.
Anybody's ball.
You guys got anything, or do you want me to ask a couple trivia questions real quick?
Who'd you take for NBA?
For NBA, I think I'm going to go with Portland.
Oh, Portland? Mm-hmm. So you're going to rock with those guys?
I think I am. Yep. As of right now, I would.
Good for you, man.
NFL all-time leading rusher? These are quick trivia, so you got to throw them out. Here we go. Here we go. Walter Payton. Wrong.
No. Adrian Peterson.
Emmitt Smith.
Correct. As of December 16th, now listen to the question. As of December 16th, 2016, most Super Bowl wins was who?
Seattle Seahawks.
Up to that date. As of December 16th, 2016, who has the most?
2016. Oh, wait,
what was the date again?
Up to 2016. So who won the most
the
Super
Steelers.
Bowls between the start of football and December 16th, 2016?
Oh.
Steelers?
You say Steelers?
I'm going to say... let me think real quick. There's either a tie between three teams.
Nope.
Or there's an all-out winner. Or it's the Patriots.
Patriots? I'm sorry, but Bo would be correct with Steelers with six.
That's all they have still. They're tied with New England.
First major win for Tiger in 1997 was his first major
Masters,
tour championship.
Red Tiger.
What do you think?
Masters, Red Tiger. We watched it. We were at Lee Street.
Yeah, Masters, I guess. Okay. I mean, he remembers
where he was.
I don't know what.
Yeah, it was
Red.
Yeah.
This one's kind of easy, man. So this one you guys should be throwing out like is before I even probably finish the question.
Buckle Bruce.
NFL team, whole season undefeated, including Super Bowl.
Dolphins.
Yep.
That is correct. Pitcher with the most complete games.
Nolan Ryan. Cy Young.
There's a few that are up there, I know. You got Catfish Hunter.
Catfish Hunter.
That's a real pitcher.
He already nailed it. That's why, and I believe that's probably why they named the award after him.
What?
Cy Young.
Yeah. He's pitched double headers like four times a week.
All right, two more. NBA, MVP, Coach of the Year, and Executive of the Year. Only one person. Who is it?
Phil Jackson?
It again.
MVP during the league, Coach of the Year, and then Executive of the
NBA?
For NBA.
Larry Bird?
That is correct. Larry Bird. All right. First two Super Bowls were won by who?
The Packers.
That is correct. Who did they beat in the first?
Chiefs.
That is also correct. Very good. All right. Last two fun facts. Biggest participant sport in the world.
Soccer.
What? Soccer is incorrect.
Biggest what?
Biggest participant. Meaning biggest participant sport in the
What's
world.
The thing where they climb on each other?
What?
I think
where there's like, no, they're holding this ball or stick and there's like 50 people that rush on top of
you. Oh, yeah, that's not. No. Fishing.
Oh, touche.
What, the bass tour?
I don't know. No, I don't think so. All right. So, just a quick fun fact because I was doing research on baseball. And I learned something pretty cool. Do you know that the Major League Baseball uses approximately... I want to throw it out. This isn't a trivia question. But how many balls do you think that the Major League Baseball, as a collective whole, uses on average per season?
1.5 million.
1.5?
Yeah, I would say a team. It's a
not
team
quite that high.
Or the
whole Major League Baseball.
Like the whole Major Leagues?
Mm-hmm.
Is that including playoffs and World Series? And
I would imagine
games?
So. For an entire season.
That's got it.
I would probably say it's up in the 100,000s. Mm-hmm. I would believe probably like 300,000-400,000.
850,000 is the average of what they use. True.
That's crazy. I know they wash a lot if they can save them.
Yep. All right, guys. So, audience, pay attention. We got we finally found someone to help us out with our editing. We think so. We should be posting some more coming up to the other platforms: Spotify, Apple Play, Google, all these deals. So, we will let you know when that happens via Instagram, Facebook. Sean, what do you got, dog?
Well, I know that we got the NFL starting up here in about 3 weeks or so, give or take. I'm pretty fired up. But always call us, text us, whatever. You can text us at 727-388-1644 or call us 844-542-4111. Bo will always pick up the phone, like I said.
Yeah.
He'll all
questionable.
Yeah, we'll see. He didn't pick it up the other night.
He's on his phone. Hey, let me tell you something, people. If he doesn't answer his phone, question why, because he's on his phone 24/7.
I'm just making sure I didn't miss any missed calls, and I haven't.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm looking forward to football season. I can't wait to start doing some of the stuff with the fans that we've talked about doing. We're gonna have some fun this year, boys.
Yep.
You guys good?
Good. Yep.
All right. So wait a minute. Just to quickly review Thursday's picks again. Chris, could you go over those one more time? I just want to make sure
Houston and New York.
Right. I know my picks. What were yours?
The Bucks, Dallas, and Colorado.
And dog?
Marlins, Dallas, and Oakland.
Perfect. All right, boys. Take it like a fan.
See you.